Blog Talk Radio.
It's the real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. Robert Simmons.
Good night and good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. It is time for the Real Talk with Robert Simmons Talk Show. I'm your host, Robert Simmons, and today we are going to go right back into it. Part two of dating disasters. The debate got so hot the last time that we talked. We had to make a part two. We had some phone line issues. So tonight, you will have the opportunity to actually call in and agree or disagree with me and the host, Miss Helena Jones. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, and we have a lot of new sound effect features, so I'm just going to do some hand claps for you. Can we do the hand clap?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
You're crazy.
So thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been awesome. Things got so heated the last time. I don't know whether I said something to make everyone mad or you did, but I believe it was you when you made the comment that men are typically responsible for relationships going bad. But before I forget, guys, if you want to call in, give your opinion, make sure you dial area code 215-383-3969. Again, that is 215-383-3969. And to speak, just hit 1. When you hit 1, you'll go into queue, and then we'll hear your point of view. Oh, I like that. I need to try to rhyme. But so last time we talked, you said, you know, Most dating disasters go wrong because of men. And, of course, things took a turn, and we talked about I got called a male chauvinist and a whole host of different things because I was saying things like women are going to cook and clean anyway, so why are they at that as being a good woman when that's just part of the duties of the house? A lot of people disagree with me. I got a lot of emails, a lot of Facebook messages of people going, how they say, ham about that. So we're just going to pick up right there. And remember, guys, to call in, just hit the number 1, and we'll put you into queue. Now, Ms. Jones, if I may, do you still stand by your theory?
Oh, Robert, you're in so much trouble. I said that men are primarily the reason why dates go wrong. However, it can be the woman's fault as well, you know. But, I mean, a woman, first off the bat, if the man is acting a certain way, there is just like, oh, disaster. It's just not going to go awry.
Really? Come on.
Yeah.
It is that simple. It's not that simple. It's just not as simple as, oh, he messed up. Oh, he didn't return my call. Oh, he doesn't call enough, and that's it?
Absolutely. I mean, you're not giving – that means that that man is not showing that woman the attention that she needs, or he's not really tapping into what she needs, or, you know, that he's not being observant. And so by him not being observant of that woman's needs, he's just doing what he thinks, you know, like stereotypically what she needs, and that could cause the date to go wrong.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I disagree with that theory in so many different aspects. I feel, like I said, people, you know, before you send me the emails and go crazy and start texting me and posting and deleting yourself from Facebook, I mean, listen carefully so you don't take it the wrong way. I do believe, I'm going to talk really slow, not all, but some A lot? Most? No, I'll say a lot. A lot of women. And I know people are going to say women too. I think a lot of women, they do come off as needy, right? And I think that neediness, if I may, a lot of times leads to good guys potentially running away, because in the beginning, unless the guy's really, really psycho, we still like the chase. And I think that's what has happened in today's society. Men are no longer chasing after women. Women are very aggressive. So you got a woman just throwing herself at you. I mean, as a man, we're going to take advantage of it, I guess. I mean, that's how I would feel, you know.
Well, you guys do.
Yeah, and I think – but see, here's another thing. Society, at least in America, society is borderline – It has made women the victim, you know. For instance, just be honest, like, just don't be biased. If a girl walks up to you crying, you say, "Baby, what's wrong?" "Well, you know, my boyfriend, he's just no good. You know, what's the first thing you're gonna say? You're not gonna say, "Well, it's two sides to every story." You're gonna say, "Oh, baby, you deserve better." And you don't even know.
You would say that to a guy too. You would say that to a guy as well. Oh, like, he walks up to you and be like, "Yeah, my relationship, it was just, you know, she's bad. She cheated on me. It was horrible." The woman's going to feel sorry for him, like, "Oh, okay."
Well, here's why I would really feel sorry for the guy. It was for the simple fact that when a man comes to the point where he's crying, that means he's really, really hurt, right? And you don't typically see that. So that means that's a little bit more believable to me if the man was to come crying and said, yes. I mean, because women cry all the time. You guys cry on cue. I guarantee you can cry right now. I can say cry, and you will, like, cry, and it'll be very, very believable, and everybody will feel sorry for you and be like, "Oh, my gosh, her dude is such a bad guy. He needs to get his stuff together." That is very true. Like, we cannot cry on cue unless we're trained actors. You know, I can't cry right now unless I guess I have to really, really think about something sad. You guys don't have to be sad. You can be extremely happy and just cry on cue, like, 1, 2, 3, cry. And that's my belief. But remember, guys, phone number is 215-383-3969. Again, the number is 215-383-3969. In order to speak to the host, agree or disagree, hit 1. So we're gonna go to the phone lines and start taking some calls. And let's see if we get this right this week. Because, you know, last time the phones were a little messed up. Hogo caller, you're on the air. Which name? Where you from? Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. The Real Talk Robert Simmons Show. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so I just want to say that I don't agree with anything that you're saying. I think that men express themselves differently. I think that you are making excuses for men. You're trying to say,
whoa,
if a woman come
yes,
up...
Yes, thank
listen,
you.
Listen, you're making excuses for men. You're saying if a woman come up crying... And da, 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 whatever you're saying. Okay, I think what you say, if a woman comes up complaining or she's saying she have an issue with her man, you don't have to actually be expressing yourself in a way of crying. But men complain about their women all the time. They be like, when you go and see your man, your homeboys, they be like, "Ugh, trying to get away from this girl.
Yes.
She getting on my nerves. She doing this, she doing that. Let's back up.
Is she really getting on his nerves? Because a lot of times women just don't even know.
And is he really
like,
getting on her nerves?
Exactly.
So
and he's
like
probably
you're minimizing the woman's feelings, but putting the man's feelings, like, on a pedestal. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a relationship, it should be seen both ways. And that's why relationships go wrong right there, because a man always wants his feelings to be acknowledged, and then the woman's feelings not.
All right, I'm going to repeat it for you. You said, in a relationship, things should be both ways. Dealing with women, how true is that statement?
Dealing
it's
with
very
men
true.
Like you who think
it's very
that.
True.
Look, how true true, that statement. 90%
it's very
time,
true because, like I stated
goes,
before,
it goes the woman's way. So a relationship no. is 50-50. A relationship is 80-20.
Okay, if it's 50-50 when a man expressed himself in a way and a woman expressed herself in a way, then the feeling, the issue should be addressed the same way. You shouldn't just put her off because you say all women do like this or all women do like that, and vice versa. She should listen and acknowledge your feelings and how you feel, just the same as you should do to a woman. You should listen and acknowledge her feelings. You can't just assume that it's BS because it's a woman crying.
Just like
okay,
they say,
cool.
a happy wife is a happy life.
Listen. The thing about it, yeah, happy wife is a happy life. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Doing a show, you guys sound very, very logical and legit. But I'm going to draw
you
a scenario.
You see, that's just like that. Like you, like that. Like
I'm
you're minimizing it because you said
a
woman.
I'm not
only on the show.
No.
A woman sounds good.
No. Listen. I'm gonna show you a scenario. Hey, babe. I want to go out this Friday night with my boys. I'll probably go out Saturday as well. Well, why does it seem like you always go out on the weekend? Keep in mind, he didn't go out last weekend. This is an example. He didn't go out last weekend. Why does it seem like you always go out? Well, it's like you don't really spend time with me, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Screw it. I won't go out. All right. A week passes. The girl. Hey, babe. Me and the girls are going to go out this weekend. The guys are like, you know what? Good. I'm probably just going to stay at home, watch the game, relax. This is like a break to me. I'm not going to bother you. Go out and have fun. I mean, if he's possessive, then of course it's different. But I have seen that happen over and over and over. And I'm not, keep in mind, I'm not saying.
Well,
that
obviously
women
that
some
couple
women,
doesn't.
I mean,
obviously that couple doesn't
that
have any understanding with each other, you know. If she's getting jealous because he's going out with his boys and he's just succumbing to her saying, you know, just say, well, I'm not going to do anything. That's his fault. That's not on a woman. That's on the man.
Exactly, because it's not like you have to cancel your plans just because, like, have you guys decided to go out every now and then with each other together?
Exactly.
Why don't you? Because I'm pretty sure a woman, if a man say, okay, well, babe, I want to come along with you, she's going to say, okay. A man,
his
woman say, hey, well, babe, you going out with your, but let me tag along. It's going to be like, no. Guys only, you know. But a woman, on the other hand, she'll invite her man out with her. No problem.
Oh, see, whoa.
And that is so true.
I'm gonna leave this call, but I gotta make this statement because now I feel like y'all jumping me. I need some guys. I need a man to go ahead and press the number one so we can get your perspective because right now they are just double teaming.
Telling the truth.
I totally disagree with that.
We're keeping it 100% real.
No, 100% real is it is not true that every time a woman goes out, she says, hey, boo thing, hey, dude, you want to come out with me and my girls? No. And here's something about a man. But listen, something about a man is a man needs space. A man needs space.
A woman does,
it's
too.
It's just as simple as that. Right. No, women.
But
no,
not
no,
all
ladies,
the time
mother.
That a woman invites a man out. It's just that the majority of time, if a woman were to ask her man to come, it would be no big deal. However, if a man asked a woman, could she come with his boys, he would be like, oh, no, nah, you know, it's boys' night, you know what I'm saying? You know, like.
Exactly.
Chill with your girls
okay.
or something.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I'm gonna thank you so much for your call. How we do the bomb sound? Just for that.
Bye.
Stop it. You're such a hater.
I was so.
You
happy.
Know she was dead on. She was so dead on
no,
about
no,
that.
No.
And you're talking about 2080. The men does not get the 20 unless they're going off with the woman that's on the other side of the green grass. You know, but
okay.
they have
well,
that.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
we're gonna go to the next call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Where you from? How you doing tonight?
I was doing okay until I called in. So,
it's a guy.
Yeah, I am.
How do you feel about this call?
I'm deeply disturbed, but I'm not surprised.
Disturbed on Robert's part or mine? Because I'm disturbed on Robert's part. Always.
Well, I mean, you know, and like I said, I mean, I'll try to be unbiased, but, you know, it's almost impossible. I mean, it's like this, like, and I heard one of the young ladies mention, you know, happy wife, happy life. I mean, that pretty much sums up this whole conversation. So
yes,
that lets you know. It says
yes,
happy
yes,
wife.
It says
nothing about the guy. Bump the guy. Like you said, Robert. It's basically that 80-20 rule, and you already know who we have the 20. And well, I take it back. You have the 20 if there are no kids involved. And if there are kids involved, you might want to
wonder
that number. Exactly.
Can I drop a bomb for that?
But I think what it boils down to is that, you know, we as men, you know, yeah, we have our wants, and women, they have their wants. That's fine. We're humans. That's the way the good Lord made us. We can't help the way we were, the way our foundation was created. We have no control over that. But at the end of the day, you know, we all have to agree that, once again, happy wife, happy life. If that woman is not happy, nobody has. You know? So
that's a true statement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't care if we hung out together that previous weekend. That means nothing. If they want something that very moment, that very second, whatever happened last weekend, you know what? It didn't even happen.
It doesn't matter.
It's non-existent. It didn't happen. Never happened. Don't even bring it up. All I'm saying is, at this very moment, I need this. I need you to be there to make it happen. So now, either you A or B. Either you A, stick to your original plan and have to deal with that unhappy wife or unhappy female, or you B, you go along with her for the ride. And but guess what? She's happy. But I think the question that we need to kind of ask ourselves is, you know, once again, let's kind of think about it from both sides of the fence. You know, yeah, that guy, he may tag along, or he may go along with your plan, but sometimes you have to kind of put yourself to the side and ask yourself, hey, is he really doing this because he wants to do it out of love, out of the fact that he really wants to spend this, you know, time with you, or is he just doing it just to set you up or just to keep you happy?
And majority of men do that to shut a woman up and not take the time to give her that affirmation that she is priority and that he really genuinely wants to make her happy. And they have to have that understanding and that communication as to what his needs are as well. The relationship is not one-sided.
No.
However,
majority
of men do not want women hanging out with them and their boys. It's like a male code, right?
I mean, but like I said, but that's what we got to have our 20. That's our 20. I mean, come on now. look. Hey, the only thing that I'm saying, I'm just feeding off of what you guys said previously. So the first point, happy wife, happy life. Second point, 80-20. That's all I have to say. So you
I mean,
can say
you know,
whatever
the
you
thing,
want.
The thing
you
about
can,
it. A lot of women will get happy because they'll be like, "Well, you know, I invited you out and he's with me, but like you said, you should see what he's telling his homeboys. Like, man, I don't want to go here. I want to be with her.
Exactly.
If I don't,
exactly.
I'm gonna raise
yeah.
Else.
When are the chances you ever hear a man say that to his homeboy?
Oh,
when are the chances
hey,
you say that to your
homeboy?
Really?
Day.
Like, I really want to go home and be with my woman. I don't want to be with you guys. Really?
Oh man, no. Let me tell you something. And this goes to like for some insecure women. Like sometimes there is nothing like going to a bar just with your boys, all men,
exactly.
Just drinking a beer and just relaxing. Just something that means so much to a man. It really does. It doesn't mean he's out doing something sneaky. It doesn't mean he's out with another woman. It's just a way to get away. But man, you know, we thank you. Thank you very, very much for the phone call. Very
no
valid
problem.
Point. You know, when the guys call, I'm gonna just go and give them a hand.
That's horrible.
I'm I'm going to go to the next call. I'm having way too much fun. Go to the next call. Okay, here we go. Hello, Carla. You're on there on the Real Talk Live Pacific Show. Give us your point.
Hey, this is Lola from Jacksonville. Can you hear me?
Hey, Lola. How are you?
Hey.
You're live.
I'm well. So my take on this whole thing is I feel like everyone needs their space. So there needs to be a space for women to have their girl time, for men to have their night out with the guys. And then there also need to be date night. So I think if you don't eliminate date night, then the women wouldn't have problems with you going out with your boys and vice versa.
I agree. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, but like I said, but that sounds good in theory, right? Like if I'm sitting in front of you and you're sitting in front of me, we can agree to that, right? It sounds good. But
right.
Friday night rolls around. I'm getting dressed. I look good. I'm smelling good. I'm about to go out. You kind of forgot what you said early in the week.
Most date nights are planned, though.
Yeah, date nights are always planned.
Date night is planned.
Yeah, date night is, you know, every other Thursday we're going to go out. This is going to be our time specifically so that when Friday comes, you're free and she's free. This way is not tying up anyone's Friday. So let's not make date for Friday. Let's make it for Thursday. Or hump day. Let's make it for the middle of the week. So we get over the work week. We get to the middle of the work week. You know, go out for our date night, and then finish out hump day the way hump day should be finished out, and then we still have the weekend to do what we want to do respectively.
So you're saying it's balance, which I agree. I agree with balance. I guess my whole issue is, and maybe I can do a whole nother show on this one day later down the road. is saying what you mean what you say. Because I've seen so many people sit down, I've seen a lot of women sit across the table and say, well, such and such and such and such. Like, it sounds good, but in reality, if I go on a date night, which let's say our date night is every Thursday night, right? Every Thursday night we're linking up. And you're still getting mad because I'm going out with my boys on the weekend sometimes. Is that not a problem? I mean,
well, the weekend is 2 days.
That's an issue.
That's spending more time with your boys than your woman. That's gonna.
I mean, if you're doing it every week, then it is an issue because then it's like, how come you have to do it every week? But I mean, if it's at random,
I don't understand that. That's fair.
If it's constant, then, it will probably bring up some insecure issues because then they're probably feeling you have a date night elsewhere that you have to be every week also. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on the woman's security level.
And also, I have this belief, I don't think if you're in a relationship, I don't believe couples should go to the club. That's my thing. As far as single, with their boys, you going to the club, I don't like that.
I think couples should
stay with couples. Married people should stay with married people, and single people should stay with single people. Yes.
No way.
Because a married man has a lot more to lose than a single person, so they're out there. All
right, but let me ask you this. All right, I'm married, right? I married Carla right here, and my homeboy, James, I'm just using names. He's my best friend, but he's single. And I have a couple of homeboys that's single. You're telling me once I get married, I cannot go out excessively? I get it. You shouldn't hang out
when you have
a woman, especially when you live with a woman, she's like, you have a family. Of course, you should spend more time with your family. I get that. But are you saying that I should not hang out at all with my single friends?
We're not saying excessively every weekend with your boys in the club. That means to me as a woman that you're not ready for a legitimate monogamous relationship. Like, you're not taking it seriously because you're out in the meat market having a blast with your boys every single weekend. Maybe once a month or so. Or a couple of times a month you hang out with your friends, your single friends and your boys or whatever. That's no big deal. But if you're going out every single weekend, to the club, whatever.
Okay,
what are you doing there? Well, you're married.
I agree with you guys on the every weekend. I really do.
I don't think anybody should go out every weekend anyway, even if you're in a relationship or not. I mean, you got to have other priorities in life. I get what you're saying there, but maybe I misunderstood it because you said married people should hang with married people. Single people should hang with single people. Let me tell you, hanging with married people sometimes can be the most boring experience of your life. I mean, because you're forced to sit with a bunch of people you don't even know. It's like they treat you like kids. Like go play with her husband. Go play with him. Go ahead.
Well,
and then they're all over in the kitchen talking about, you know, girl problems. Like, that kind of sucks, right?
Well, let me interject real quick. Let's look at it like this. Steel sharpens steel. Am I correct? So if you're hanging out with other married men, maybe there's some issues that you're coming up, and you're hanging out with some seasoned married people that they can probably give you some insight on how to handle it because they've already been there, and vice versa. You guys are feeding off of each other's energy, and you're actually helping to build each other up. So your issues as a married man, a single guy will not be able to understand.
Well,
so
I agree. Give her a hand clap, Robert. She deserves an applause for that. That was awesome.
Okay, well, I'm forced to give. I'll give you a hand clap. I mean, because I disagree, but
yes, she deserves it. That was bravo, bravo.
Since I love the new feature, I mean, you know, I guess I don't mind hitting it.
Do it. Yes. Thank you.
So don't think of it as boring. It's all a learning experience. You know, once you get married, that's just a whole different part of your life. You're on another life path. It's a different journey that you're taking now. So, you know, the single life is something that you need to put behind. But if you keep revisiting the past, sometimes you might think, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Let me try to reopen that door, and then that's where problems come in. So this is, you know, we're not saying eliminate all contact with your single friends, but that has to now be put to a minimum because, you know, you're in a different phase now that they won't understand.
Right, and that's called prioritize, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, now, I mean, you guys are going. It's a little extensive. I mean, but I'm gonna back it up a little bit back to dating because you know you guys jumped the broom on me. The title of the show is Dating Disasters. Like y'all jumped the marriage, see? But that goes to show you the complication of a woman.
Well, we did mention date night.
You know,
we did mention date night.
Right,
no,
right,
I mean,
right.
Hey,
I mean,
we did mention date night, and if you have that date night with that and you're married, you know, that will give you a successful marriage. I mean, because you're spending quality time with each other without the kids, without anyone, just you and your lover, your partner.
Wait a minute.
But
did,
it can go wrong if
date time is considered being married?
Date time when you're married is good to have
when
a
you're
date.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to continue dating. Just because you got married, you still have to continue dating.
You still have to impress each other. You still have to,
yeah.
You know,
still
you still have to court each other.
Y'all still
if
talking
you've
about
never
marriage. Y'all want
to
get married?
For me, Friday night rolls around and you're dressing up and smelling good to go out, then I'm going to think there's something going on. So you still have to dress
up
and smell good.
Yeah, I mean, he dresses up and smells good all the time. Anytime I go
even when you're in a dating arena, you're supposed to court each other properly. And it continues. It doesn't end when you get married. And that's the misconception that people have. When you get married, everything comes to an end. Everything ceases. No sex, no anything. No romance, no intimacy. And when you're dating people, like I actually had a guy tell me, nobody has time for courting. Like, who does that in this day and age? Well, I think he's just
a lazy
guy.
Well, you know what, guys? We're going to have to leave it on that note. It was a good show. Starting next week, we're going back to our shows because clearly we're not having enough time to express ourselves. Thank you so much for the call.
Nope.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Miss Selena
Jones.
Thank you. Make sure you guys go visit Sex in My City. Get them the website and all that. I'm going to put the theme music when we out.
Okay, sexinmycity.com.
All right, guys. Y'all be safe, be blessed, and keep it real.
It's the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. 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 We'll be right back.
Robert Robertson.